New Age of Influence Show, episode 121. Jerry Seinfeld's latest news confirms this rumor, and it's shocking. Welcome to the New Age of Influence podcast with your host, best-selling author, speaker, and the business owner, Mac Utpat. The show designed for the aspiring entrepreneurs and business owners succeed in business and life and take inspired actions, where we cover practical tips and strategies around building your brand, marketing, mindset, personal excellence, and more.
Here's Mac here. So I came across one article on Jerry Seinfeld, famous comedian, one of the top elite comedians, sought after person. He's close to $900 million today, and he had a great run. All of them had a great run with the Seinfeld show. It went on for like 14 years at a stretch, and the show ended in 2012. And that article talked about how Jerry kept on perfecting on one singular joke in 2012. In 2012, the Seinfeld show ended, and then even after years of success, achieving this massive success, right, in 2012, he worked on one single joke for over a year. And I thought it was pretty fascinating. And two thoughts popped up into my mind, and they are sort of contrary to each other, but I think they make sense to some degree. So let me try to highlight what I'm talking about. So on one angle, right, I think we say that perfection is an enemy, and successful people first make decision and then they act on it. So they try to make a decision about building the plane, and then on the way down, they build the plane. So perfection is an enemy. That is one thought, right? And then the second thought that I had was about deliberate practice. So they sort of go against each other. So on one hand, I think even though we say that perfection is an enemy, why would Jerry keep on working on that one singular joke for over a year? If you take that concept and then apply that to like a day-to-day comedian who's trying to make a living on stand-up comedy, it is simply not going to be possible for that comedian to survive if he or she keeps on working on that one singular joke for over a year, right? So you have to have like a lot of stock of jokes under your belt. And I think that is what Jerry was perhaps at. He had built massive goodwill, massive profits, massive net worth. And then just because he could, I think he can, he could have kept working on, he would have kept working on that one singular joke because he could afford to. But if you apply that perfection is an enemy principle, it may not work for average day-to-day comedian. So that's the first point, right? And then on the other hand, right, there is a concept of deliberate practice. Malcolm Gladwell, he famously popularized the concept of 10,000 hours rule. And what it says that basically, if you really want to get good at something, you need to have deliberate practice of your craft, your niche, whatever you might be good at, right? So it could be sports, it could be writing, it could be photography, it could be blogging, anything, craft, painting, anything that you can think about, right? So there is this famous 10,000 rule, 10,000 hour rule that he made famous, that essentially says that if you really want to become truly a successful person in any kind of craft, any kind of niche, you need to have, you need to apply 10,000 hours of rules, then only you can then start to attract a lot of fame, a lot of success, a lot of creativity, so on and so forth, right? So coming back to Jerry, right, I think that is my other point, that perfection. So another thing that we know that all these successful elite people, they are good at perfection to a great degree. So if you think about Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, right? Two NBA superstars, right? They were known for deliberate practice. They used to practice hours and hours to make sure that their craft gets perfected, so that when the decision time comes in the game time, when that 1 second or 2 seconds remaining on shot clock, right, they can confidently take that shot, right? So that is another angle to what I was thinking about, why Jerry might have been perfecting that one singular joke. Again, these two thoughts are contrary to each other. Perfection is an enemy. For average person, you cannot afford to do that. But at the same time, on the other hand, you need to keep on practicing your craft, your niche, your habit of whatever you are good at doing or whatever you want to become, right, from point A to point B. And I thought that was pretty fascinating.
Thanks for listening to the New Age of Influence show. It's been a pleasure to have you. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and also share it with your friends and family. If you want to learn more about what we talked today or need any kind of done-for-you services, visit our website at www.macarandoodpat.com or connect with us on social media.